For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Mortcast, presented to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top rated sportsbook app. Before we get started, I would like to talk to you about Blanchard Family Wines, located between 18th and 19th in Blankenwazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the dairy block. Things are ramping up. I got my second shot, which I'll be discussing a little bit further into this podcast. But if you're vaccinated, get yourself down to Blanchard Family Wines. Get yourself some of that great 2017 Cabernet. And the dairy block, I keep pointing this out, is the dairy block is a great, really pretty area you can just hang out outside in. And if you are not yet vaccinated, get, you know, safe, socially distant. But if you are vaccinated, I would say, you know, you could, little chances of you going to be inside. I think it's 50% capacity in Denver right now, if I'm not mistaken. So you'll be able to be inside, get yourself some amazing wine. It's great. 2017 Cabernet is wonderful. You've heard me talk about that for a couple of years now. But they've even got Pinot, they've got Syrah, they got Malbecs, they got, you know, everything you would want. They got partnerships with Western Slope wineries that, you know, they can get Rieslings or some Syrahs from the Western Slope of Colorado there, too. I mean, it's nothing but good, folks. Go to bfwdenver.com if you want to book yourself a virtual wine tasting, which are still very popular, or if you want to pick up any bottles and have them picked for delivery, curbside pickup, or shipment. They've got it all there. Once again, they're located between 18th and 19th in Blankenwazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the dairy block. They are on bfwdenver.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. When you go in or you talk to them, tell them Jeff Morton from CSG Podcast sent you there. What is up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Yes, as I pointed out in my read on, well, I call that a read, and I, as everyone could tell, I improvise that at the stop of every podcast. I had got my second vaccination yesterday, as of this recording. All I got was a sore arm this time too, both times. Just sore arm. That's all I felt. I'll be honest with you guys. I need to encourage every single one of you to go out and get vaccinated. It is easy. There's never been easier. It's right now. It's about as easy as getting a flu shot. The one disappointing thing, I guess, is due to the pause and then restarting of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's a lot of people they don't want to come back for another shot. So, and I think that is really, if you're going to ask me, that's one of the large contributing factors to some of the slowdown of vaccines right now, is that people just want to do one shot. They don't want to have to come back for one, even though in the grand scheme of things, it's something that's going to save your life and you would need to do that. Shouldn't matter that it's two. In the reality, there's life, and life gets in the way. And I'll be honest with you, it's hard sometimes to get that second appointment. I understand. However, let me just tell you about my experience, and maybe this will help some people. And this is going to, by the way, folks, anyone who's listening to this, this will be incorporated into Nuggets, basketball, and all that stuff. But let me kind of talk about it this way. My own experience was interesting because I ended up doing one of the big mass vaccination things at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, a Kroenke-owned park. And, of course, there's also one at Ball Arena. There's one down at the Broadmoor. There are lots of different places they have those max vaccination events, but they're all kind of, I think they're winding down now. But that's where I did it. Filled out some stuff, registered, got down there, drove up. All they did was confirm that I had to have my appointment there, checked my confirmation, got there, got my shot, waited for about 10 to 15 minutes in a line, drove away. Now, the experience I had with my first shot was very similar. I'm going to just tell everyone this right now. Very similar to my second shot. And that is, all I got was a sore arm. Not everyone is going to react that way. Some people may have some more intense immune responses, and that's all that is. You're not getting sick from the shot. Your immune system is like, whoa, here's this. Everyone's immune system benefits greatly from having it, but some people's immune system doesn't respond the same way others do. My dad got two shots, and he's been fully vaccinated for 2 months, and he hasn't, he didn't feel anything with his. He didn't even get a sore arm. I got actually what I would describe as a very sore arm, and sleeping in certain positions last night wasn't tremendously comfortable, but it was nothing I couldn't live with. And it was great, and it was a breeze. And both times are extremely professional staffs that know what they're doing. And I didn't even, I'll be honest with you folks, I didn't even feel the shot going in my arm. It was very easy. And I'm safe and secure knowing that the shots that I got are going to help me first from, you know, it reduces your risk of transmitting the disease. And second of all, it protects you from getting sick. It is extremely rare for people to get sick post being fully vaccinated, extremely well. So I got Pfizer. And I got one shot, and then 3 weeks, I got my second. And then 2 weeks after this last shot I got, I will be, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated. I don't think it's necessarily called fully immunized as far as fully vaccinated, which, according to many of the statistics, is, you know, Pfizer 94-something percent effective against... efficacious, I should say, against symptomatic disease, even against the variants. It's very strong. Think of it this way, folks. The flu shot is roughly about 40 to 50% effective, and these mRNA vaccines, and even the Johnson & Johnson one, people complain about 67%. In the U.S., it was 72% because it wasn't effective. Tested against the South African variant, and 72% is amazing, folks. And even if you get it, you won't die. You won't end up in the hospital. And that's really what we want, folks. What has concerned me, and what concerned me in a report that I saw a couple days ago, from a German newspaper, was Dennis Schröder, who is now in health and safety protocols, again, for I think the third time this season, basically announced that he and LeBron James had not been vaccinated. And this is where I'm going to have this difference of opinion from most people. I don't blame African Americans. in Dennis Schroeder's case, African German. I don't blame them for being hesitant. Awful things were done to African American communities, experiments, vaccinations. They don't trust them, and I don't blame them. I deviate just a little with LeBron James, and here's why. It's because LeBron James has the money to be able to hide out, basically. You know, it's very easy for people to lock down when they have everything at their fingertips. And you can hide yourself away when you have, you know, all the amenities available to you in that way. In which way, I always thought lockdowns, just is not a political thing, I always thought lockdowns kind of over benefited the rich, because rich people are able to ride it out and poorer people have to work. And this is one of the reasons you see higher transmission in places that are poorer. And a lot of that has to do with the way this country does business. But in just in a manner of just general income disparity, people like LeBron James are able to ride it out. But I think it's the wrong message to send on his part. I think a lot of people would follow his lead if he got vaccinated and told people about it. And that was kind of disappointing to me. It really was. I'm not in the position to lecture people about their own way of thinking, because I don't know what goes through people's brains. But the best way to get people to do it is to see the people that they respect do it. And a lot of people respect LeBron James. And I am hoping that LeBron and other famous athletes take that time to get out and get vaccinated and kind of lead the way. Because our only way out of this thing is through vaccination. Really, it is. And we're stalled out at about 140, some, not really stalled out, but the pace, the rate of vaccination has really slowed. And we need more people of influence encouraging people to get vaccinated. I'm sorry I keep drinking. My throat's really dry today. So just keep that in mind. And it's not really a criticism of LeBron insofar as it's just kind of disappointing. And I hope that he would take that lead and understand the best thing he can do is just encourage people to get vaccinated so more people can go to games. We don't have to worry about, you know, a bunch of people getting sick if they want to go enjoy basketball, right? And I hope that is the direction LeBron James will go. All right, before I get to the rest of this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. All righty, let's see if I can read this ad better than I did the last one. Oh boy, that was bad. All right. The hits literally keep on coming. From one boxing event to the next, they grow in excitement and anticipation. And this weekend is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring Saturday night. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. To celebrate this weekend's huge event, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to get 55-1 odds on either main event fighter on this weekend's fight. To win this weekend's fight, excuse me. That is, bet $1, and if the fighter of your choice wins, you cash out $55. Plus, with basketball, hockey, and hockey playoffs right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook is even more ways for you to make it rain. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code MHS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them a chance to win $55 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. The Nuggets lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. And let me just throw this out there, folks, and I don't want to be blunt, but maybe sometimes I have to be. Stop fretting about the Lakers, please. I don't like the Lakers. I don't like their entitled fans. I don't like anything about them. And if you're a longtime Nuggets fan, they have stood between you and getting to the finals multiple times. Three times. So, I don't have any love for the Lakers. But we as Nuggets fans just need to stop obsessing about the Lakers. Someone asked me on the last podcast when was the best time to face the Lakers. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You just need to face them when you face them, and you need to beat them. And I think this kind of mental block is like goes from the fans to a little bit to the team. Just the Nuggets like have had injuries. Well, LeBron James is out. Like, let's stop complaining about injuries. Let's stop complaining about all this stuff and just say, we just got to beat them. We just got to face them and just beat them. There's no way you can do it until you are face the demon and you beat them. Kind of like standing up to a bully. You got to smack them in the face. Until you do, they're going to keep coming back to you. And I think that is one of the things that I'm kind of focused on right now, because people are like worried about the Lakers. In fact, I don't even know if the Nuggets are going to be facing the Lakers in the first round. There's a very good chance they'll be facing the Mavericks. Or maybe even the Blazers. Like, there's just... I think people... You see a game like the last game where the Nuggets were on the bad end of several calls. I'll be honest with you. The Nuggets, if they were hitting some shots earlier in the fourth quarter, wouldn't have had this issue. It was clear to me that this Nuggets team, this Lakers team, was going all out to win that game. And the Nuggets, quite frankly, did not match their energy. As those teams are constituted, even with LeBron James out, now obviously with him back and Dennis Schroeder back, it's a little different thing. But with LeBron James back, it's a different situation, and you would hope that Will Barton and Monte Morris would be back, and now P.J. Dozier. But the Nuggets have Nikola Jokic, who's going to be the MVP. They have Michael Porter Jr., who's a rising star. You got Aaron Gordon, who is rapidly becoming a lockdown defender. His defense on Anthony Davis was actually really good, despite Davis getting fouls on him. Right? I think people kind of forget all the stuff that the Nuggets were doing. This team has become a slow it down, grind it out defensive team, which increases the Nuggets' chances of evening out a series and against a team that's more talented than them. When you're a slow it down, grind it out team, that's one of the things you need, you know, have to have. But the Nuggets are lacking a lot of offensive firepower right now, and that is hampering them. But I'm not as worried about that in a playoff series, because you can grind things out in the playoff series. That's why defensive teams tend to do okay. They may not be able to make it to finals like, you know, Memphis Grizzlies were a very one-sidedly defensive team. And one of the reasons they never made it to a finals was, you know, quite frankly, they didn't have enough offensive firepower. And this Nuggets team is kind of like without Jamal, without Will, without Monte, they're kind of offensively hampered, so they kind of have to grind out games. They can do that right now. But you can do that until Monte and Will Barton get back. I kind of tend to think that Monte Morris will be back long before Will Barton will be, so keep that in mind. I think that is a thing. But what we're seeing right now is the Nuggets are adapting to what they got. But as far as the Lakers go, just stop worrying about them. If you face them, you face them. Don't fret about the Lakers. It just does you no good. They are who they are, and the Nuggets are who the Nuggets are. They got to face the bully and knock them down. And I have faith that this Nuggets team can do that. All right, thank you all for joining me in the latest Mortcast. I'll be talking to you soon. Goodbye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.